Living Waters. I heard the song for the first time this morning, and it inspired me so much I had to share what I received. Holy Spirit, healer, comforter, please take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and worries are no longer for me to handle, and I give them all to you as your living water washes me with your word. In order to transform and see growth, we need something that cleanses our soul and breaks up the concrete that prevents God's transformative seeds from being planted and rooted. Here are a few toxin cleansers to use. The Word of God. Pray before reading and receive. Praise and worship. Playing music and allowing the words to pierce through and reach your soul. Allow the tears to flow. That's part of cleansing. Practicing the fruit of the Spirit. That decreases the power of the natural man and allows God's Spirit to grow. And that also decreases the natural battles we have with others. Don't give up on yourself or anyone that is struggling to embrace the changes needed that free our mind and soul. You never know the damage generational curses caused and could still be causing. It's not that a person is stubborn and doesn't want to grow. They just don't know how to change. Sometimes the chains are so tight, spiritual oxygen has to penetrate through the concrete in order to reach soul soil and see, feel, and recognize the growth in Christ. Continue to shift your atmosphere and transform into the child of God you're meant to be by inhaling His presence through song, prayer, and various other ways to build up your knowledge in Him. You are victorious. We won. Now it's time to kill the spirit of condemnation and walk in Him. Condemnation will eat up every healthy seed planted in order to prevent your growth. And that's why faith is unseen. It walks right past condemnation without being seen. And faith begins to break the concrete and releases chains that could have been there for generations. That's why the Bible says, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." That tells me my parents and their parents and their parents' parents did the best they could. So we must forgive them, especially when we look in the mirror and realize we've done the best we could. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, healthy seeds will grow and break up the concrete. Be consistent and intentional and see growth. Instead of scrolling for hours on things that don't feed your soul, play these beautiful transforming songs every morning while getting ready for the day and every night when you get ready to go to bed. Have a blessed day.